Hey, we got a pulse, y'all. We got a pulse. Actually scoring a run. Actually four to be exact tonight. Rangers showing signs of life. Had a few home runs tonight. Did not get the win. Rangers lose this one 7-4. And, of course, Jack Leiter getting the loss. Lively, the Indians, or excuse me, Indians, Guardians starter gets the win. And then Class A comes in and gets the save as well. So before we get started, we're going to bring you all of the highlights, all of the key moments, the scoring, all that good stuff. But for all of y'all that are new to the channel here at Ride On Rangers, we cover everything sports, but we put a little bit of an extra emphasis on all the teams we love from the great state of Texas, including the Rangers. Thank you for joining us. Again, Rangers dropped the second game of a three-game set with the Indians, 7-4. And the Rangers were playing catch-up in this game all night long. Let's start with this for a lead-in, though. Jack Leiter. Jack Leiter was making his third start of his MLB career, and Leiter was pitching for the very first time at home. His first two starts came on the road in Detroit and then in Oakland. So you wondered if maybe the home crowd being behind Jack Leiter today was going to provide him a little bit of an extra boost. It did not. Spoiler alert. Jack Leiter just, I don't want to say it was a non-competitive outing, but there wasn't a lot that went right for Jack Leiter in this one. Went an inning and two-thirds, three hits, three walks, had one strikeout, gave up a pretty big home run to Josh Naylor to make it a 6-0 ball game. I think right now the Rangers have seen what they need to from Leiter, and I think he's made, obviously, some very big strides from last year. You remember what Leiter was doing this time last year? Jack Leiter was, like, in Arizona at the spring training facility, like, just trying to figure it out. That's where Jack Leiter was last year. He was totally abysmal at AAA in 2023. Went to the Arizona complex, I guess, figured some things out, and started having a really, really solid line of starts down in AAA. And you know what? A lot of people thought that Leiter had turned a corner. I think it's evident, though, watching these three starts, you can see the stuff that Leiter possesses. He's got a live fastball. He's got some good off-speed stuff, some good breaking ball pitches. The tools are there, but it's not all put together right now. And there may be some confidence issues. You know, you want to be careful to play psychologist with these players. Who knows? And you can never totally get a straight answer from a lot of them anyways. But to me, seems like probably just at this point, you can chalk it up to he's in a little over his head at this point. I think Jack Leiter needs to go back down to AAA. The question is, can the Rangers afford to do that with the lack of starting pitching that they have? Now, I know that there's going to be some guys that are going to be coming back from injury eventually, but I don't know if they can afford to send Leiter down or not, but that is what he needs. Jack Leiter needs to go down, get some confidence back in AAA, retool some things, and then come back up later in the summer. Maybe you leave him down there the entire summer and bring him back up in September. And I would think about potentially using him in a bullpen situation. I did see a lot on X tonight. I usually like to hop on there while I watch the game. It's pretty good commentary, honestly. You get the full spectrum of feelings on the game from Rangers fans. I was seeing some of the, you know, trade Leiter while the value's still up. I don't think that they should trade Leiter at this point. In fact, I think now, looking at Leiter and what he's done in the major leagues, there's going to be some teams that probably has some pause on him. I'm not anxious to trade for Jack Leiter at this point if I'm a GM on another team. I think the best thing the Rangers can do for Jack Leiter's value is send him back to AAA, have him hopefully perform well in AAA if you wanted to trade him. I don't think that they should at this point. Now, last year, I was in a little bit of a different boat. I thought that Jack Leiter's value was at an all-time high at the beginning of the 2023 season. And the Rangers obviously decided to keep him, didn't give him up at the trade deadline or anything like that. And that wasn't a ridiculous decision, by the way, to keep a guy you drafted in the first round. But I will say this, the value was at an all-time high before he went to the Arizona complex last summer in 2023 when he was just lost at AAA. So I think at this point, you've got to make sure that you get him back down to AAA, get the confidence back, get the numbers good and solid, so that other teams start believing a little bit again. I think right now, teams are seeing a 16.39 ERA and are thinking to themselves, not so sure, can't talk tonight about this guy. So Jack Leiter, to me, needs to get some time down in AAA. Hopefully he can figure things out down there. But he looks really kind of over in over his head at this point. So I really feel like that's the right move. But again, can the Rangers afford to send him down? They're probably going to need to keep him up at this point with the plethora of pitcher injuries. I do think I actually haven't talked about this. By the way, I'm tuning in to some of the YouTube comments right now. This is kind of on the same path. I know there's been a lot of back and forth among Rangers fans about Trevor Bauer. It's pretty clear that there's something going on in the front offices of Major League Baseball with Trevor Bauer. I do believe that there are people that privately support Trevor Bauer. And personally, I'm one of them in the sense that he's totally innocent of any crime. He didn't commit any crime. He was never convicted of any crime. Now, you can think what you want of him personally. Should he be prevented from working and earning a salary in Major League Baseball based on everything that happened? Absolutely not. I think actually, if you look at what's transpiring with the women that have accused him, I think you're seeing that there were definitely some inaccuracies there. And I think Trevor Bauer's name has been severely tarnished. I think that if the Rangers were going to sign Trevor Bauer, they would have done it already. Again, if the Rangers wanted to sign Bauer, they probably would have done it already. It would have been a perfect time to sign Bauer when Evo went down. Might have even been a perfect time to sign him when Bradford went down. It would have been a perfect time to sign him after any of those pitcher injuries. If they got another one, I'd be curious. But I'm pretty sure Trevor Bauer is dominating in the Mexican League right now. Like, it's clear that he can pitch. Is he a number one ace? Probably not. But could he be? Sure. He's got ace type stuff. But he is 100% better. I think he actually sent out a tweet about this, which is, I think, a part of the reason why he's not signed is he rubbed some people the wrong way. Trevor Bauer actually came out and said, you can't tell me that I'm not better than a majority of the 4 and 5 starters on every single team. And I do agree with him. Pretty much on every single team, you take every team's 5th starter, they're not better than Trevor Bauer. But again, if they were going to sign him, if the Rangers were, I think they probably would have already done it. I would not be opposed to it in the slightest. It doesn't bother me. I know that it's a polarizing move, but it wouldn't bother me if we signed Trevor Bauer. Totally innocent of any crime. Think what you want, but he didn't even go to trial. That's how little evidence they had against him in terms of convicting him of a crime. Think what you want about him personally. And if you don't think he's a good dude personally, it is your opinion. Everybody's entitled to it. But Trevor Bauer could pitch in the major leagues. 100% could pitch in the major leagues. So would I like to see the Rangers sign him? Yeah, I think it would be a good move at this point with how many pitcher injuries there are. Do I think it's going to happen? No, because it would have happened already. But Trevor Bauer would be great for this Rangers rotation. Unfortunately, the problem isn't the rotation right now. I know we had a little bit of a rough day from Jack Leiter today, but the rotation's actually been pitching really, really well. I would absolutely just like to see this offense get going. Would Trevor Bauer give us a ton more depth? 100%. Is pitching the reason we're losing right now? I would say not more than the offense totally doing nothing for about the past week or so. There were some signs of life tonight. Good to see some home runs. Good to see some baseballs leave the ballpark. And I was definitely a little bit hopeful seeing Seager go deep, Dolley going 2 for 4 tonight. That was a huge thing, I think, for him. Dolley had been on the struggle bus the past week or so. So it's good to see Dolley doing well. Really, really happy that he went 2 for 4 and had a bomb tonight. Nate Lowe went deep. Siegs went deep. I will say this. The Rangers are still struggling a little bit with the bases loaded. I know Simeon came up with a bases loaded spot, and Simeon had a terrible at bat. Literally never got a strike. Swung at the same bad pitch 3 times. That was a big moment in the game. I think it was 6-2 at that point. Marcus Simeon comes up with the bases loaded. That's a huge, huge play. And unfortunately, it's plays like that that are preventing the Rangers from winning ballgames, the offense not coming through. I know that there's been some stats and some graphics thrown around about the Rangers' average with runners in scoring position. And I think that that stat can be a little bit misleading sometimes. Seeing guys hitting 300, 400 with runners in scoring position, it's awesome. I would prefer a stat that tells you, what are they hitting with runners in scoring position in the 8th inning or later in a tight ball game? Those are the kind of stats I want to see, right? Like the clutch stats. So what's the runner in scoring position average for some of these Rangers hitters when they're down runs and it's late in the game? Not when they're up 8-2 and they've got a runner in scoring position and somebody gets a hit to make it 9-2. What's the average in scoring position when the game is on the line? I don't know what it is. Would have to do a deep dive after the live tonight, but I would guess that the batting average is not high. I don't feel like the Rangers come through enough when they really, really need to, especially with the bases loaded. Our bases loaded stats have to be absolutely terrible. Our average with the bases loaded this year, it feels like it's terrible. We've had multiple no outs, bases loaded, and go 1-2-3, score 0 runs. Simi doesn't get it done tonight. I really, really feel like the Rangers are struggling in clutch time with runners in scoring position. They had some opportunities tonight to get the game within a couple runs, within one. Duran comes up with an opportunity to tie the game, and he had some good at-bats tonight. But again, that's what we're talking about. It's late in the game. We need clutch hitting, and it doesn't feel like it's coming through at this point. Now, am I happy as a whole that the offense didn't put up another zero? Absolutely. I think the Rangers were shut out in, 18 or 19 straight innings? It was embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. They scored in the first inning of the Colorado game, of the last Colorado game. Didn't score the rest of that game, so 8 innings there. Got shut out 9 innings last night, and then they got shut out again in the first inning. So 18 innings without a run scored? My goodness. My goodness. I'll tell you what. I really feel like the Rangers at this point just need to get the offense's heart beating again, and hopefully everything will come from there. The pitching, I'm not going to complain about it a lot. In fact, looking at the pitching for tonight, very ironic that Yeri Rodriguez goes 4 innings with no earned runs. Then you bring in Yates to try and keep the game close, and Yates gives up a run to make it 7-4. I mean, again, Robertson and Yates are due for some outings like this. But that being said, just the total opposite of what I was expecting in that situation. When Yeri Rodriguez comes in, I'm thinking, okay, we're definitely not keeping this game close. And Jonathan Hernandez and Yeri Rodriguez tonight go 6 1/3, combined 3 hits, 2 strikeouts, 1 walk. Man, baseball's crazy sometimes. It really is. And then Yates, your best pitcher in the bullpen, comes in and can't get an out, right? Gives up a run pretty much right away. Grant Anderson comes in, walks 1. But gets the final 2 outs in the 9th inning, and the Rangers aren't able to do anything against Class A. Class A, by the way, is going to continue to haunt the Rangers, I think. Of course, some of y'all remember that we traded Class A to the Guardians for Corey Kluber, who pitched, a few innings for us? I mean, that Corey Kluber deal is a painful one. You don't win every trade. It's so hard to do that. But that Corey Kluber deal is a horrible, painful trade to think about. Every time I see Class A pitch for the Guardians, I just have nightmares about that trade, because Class A could be a Ranger right now, and wouldn't that be nice to have a dude that's pumping over 100 and has absolutely filthy stuff at the back end of your bullpen? So for me, anytime he comes in against the Rangers, it's going to be hard to forget that terrible memory of us trading for Corey Kluber, getting 3 innings out of him before he was down for the rest of the year, and then left us in free agency. I mean, that's just an all-time terrible trade. It happens. We made some good ones, but that is just one that's hard for me to get over anytime I see Class A out there on the mound. Dude is absolutely lights out filthy. Wish he was a Ranger. Now, moving ahead, let's look at the game for tomorrow, and let's see what we've got going on for a pitching matchup. By the way, I'll check comments here in just a second. Excuse me. So what we've got going on here with the pitching matchup for tomorrow, John Gray on the mound, that is going to be a very solid chance for the Rangers to hopefully salvage a win in this series. But Carrasco opposing, he does have a 5.36 ERA on the year, but it's a righty. The Rangers do appear to hit the righties better than the lefties. So I'm hopeful that John Gray is going to turn in a solid performance for us and that we'll be able to at least win one game of this 3-game set. Looks like in terms of the Guardians versus Gray, you've got a couple of guys, Naylor, both of them, right? The catcher and the first baseman, both those guys have a home run off of Gray. Josh Naylor, the first baseman's hitting .417. So that dude is somebody to not give anything good to tomorrow. Of course, he had a home run tonight as well. And then, like I said, the catcher, I believe it is Bo Naylor. Yep, Bo Naylor. He has a home run against Gray, too. And then there's one other dude, I think, with a homer. Can't remember his name right now. I looked at the matchup a little bit ago. So there are some guys that John Gray is going to need to be careful with. But I really do think that he is going to continue his good streak of pitching. That's just my gut feeling. John Gray continues on, gives us a quality start, and gives us a chance to win the game tomorrow. Will the offense come to play? That is the question. Carrasco, by the way, the opposing pitcher that the Guardians are throwing out, right-handed pitcher. Jonah Heim does have a home run off of him, 1-for-2 with the home run. We have Nate Lowe, 2-for-3 off Carrasco. Other than that, not a lot of numbers, the Rangers against the Cleveland Guardians starter. So we'll see how this one goes. I am encouraged that at least it's a right-handed starter. Lefties have kind of been the bane of the Rangers' existence at this point in this season. So hopefully the Rangers can salvage a win tomorrow. Yeah, let me go through the comments real quick. So the Cole Reagans deal is painful. Now, Reagans is, I would say, small sample size still. So he obviously had a really good year last year. He's doing well this year. Class A is, you know, 4 or 5 year dude at this point. Been really, really good, or at least you could clearly tell he was going to be a big time reliever pretty much from the moment he came up with the Indians. So Reagan's still a little bit of a small sample size, right? I mean, the Rangers at this time last year still had Cole Reagans, and he wasn't really pitching that well for us. So Cole Reagans goes to KC in what, June for Chapman? So we're talking about less than a year of Cole Reagans doing what he's been doing. So, look, I'm not saying that he's going to fall off a cliff. We're talking about Cole Reagans right now, pitcher that the Rangers traded last summer for Aroldis Chapman from the Royals. I'm not saying that Reagans is going to fall off a cliff, but I'm just saying let's let that one play out just a little bit more. I think that you're probably right about Cole Reagans. I'm not saying that anybody's wrong. I'm just saying personally for me, I'm going to let it play out, see how he does the rest of this season and into next year too, before I really get up in my feelings about that trade. But look, right now, you're absolutely right. The Cole Reagans deal doesn't look incredible. That being said, I think you could make the argument that it led to a World Series. So at least we have that from the trade. Now, long-term, though, if we're just talking long-term, yeah, not a great trade for the Rangers. Not a great trade at all. So let me go to a couple other comments here. Natalie, what's up? Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for the comment. By the way, appreciate all y'all that are liking, commenting, sharing this. Means a lot. Thank you so much. So Josh Jung cleared for on-field activities. I don't think he's going to be doing rehab soon. I think what I heard is he's still going to be probably late June for coming back. I think they're really going to take their time with it. The last thing you want is for Josh Jung to hurt something, tweak something, you know, because he's overcompensating with the injury. So it's not going to shock me if we don't see Josh Jung till probably like at the end of June, maybe right before the All-Star break, or kind of around that time. That's what I would probably guess. We'll see. Sometimes guys heal sooner than what's expected. Sometimes guys need longer than what was originally expected. So I sure hope Josh Jung is back sooner rather than later, but I'm not going to hold my breath. I think the Rangers are going to take their time with him. The last thing they need is a Josh Jung setback, and then he's not back till late July or something like that. So good thing that he's been cleared for on-the-field activities. No doubt a positive sign. Is he going to be back anytime soon? I think we're probably still about a month out at least. I think I heard 6 weeks when I was tuning in on X and just listening to some of the Rangers media guys and reading as well. I think they said about 6 weeks still. I would imagine it's going to be like 4 weeks of continued recovery time, warming things up. And then maybe the last 2 weeks of that six is a rehab. I think that's probably reasonable at this point. So I think that getting Josh Jung back is going to make a huge difference in this Rangers lineup. But let's make sure that he gets all the way healthy, not rush anything, because we need him for that stretch run in August and September. The last 60 games of the season, those games are always so huge. Hopefully we can make it through, stay afloat until July when we get some reinforcements back, both pitching and with the lineup. But we need those guys back for that stretch run in August and in September. I do think I've seen a lot of people suggesting different moves, different trades, things like that. The Rangers would be wise to go get a bullpen guy. that would be, they would be very wise to go get a bullpen guy. It's going to be tough. Leclerc, Yates, Robertson, the rest of the season. And you just don't know what you're getting from some of these other guys on a given night. You might be getting a really, really solid performance like you did from Jonathan Hernandez and Yuri Rodriguez tonight. You may be getting something absolutely terrible that belongs in AA. It's just not been consistent. I do think the Rangers need to add a bullpen arm. I don't think they're going to add a starter because they've got so many on IL right now that should be coming back healthy, but I could see them adding a bullpen arm 100%. Now, our system, betting 1 cent on Texas Rangers money line for every follower. Not doing so hot right now on this 5-game losing streak, y'all. I am begging for a win tomorrow. But right now, I believe we dip into the negative triple digits. It's not going so well. It's definitely been a crazy swing. In the A series, we were up 100. Now that we've been on this 5-game losing streak, down 100. It's how baseball goes sometimes, right? Peaks and valleys. I'm sure hoping the Rangers can get on a winning streak here pretty soon. Absolutely. That would be good for all of us. So right now, what I'm going to do to close up is check out the scores from around the league. We've got pretty much everybody in play at this point. So let's check some things out and let's see what's going on in baseball tonight around the AL West. I believe the Astros did win 2-1. By the way, did y'all see that game? That Astros game, I think Blanco was ejected in the first inning for having a foreign substance on his glove. The Astros cheating. Shocker. I mean, these things just write themselves. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. So Blanco, somebody the Rangers have faced a couple different times this year, I believe, ejected from the game in the first inning, that Astros A's game, for foreign substance on the glove. Man, just right on cue for that one. I mean, the Astros just can't get away from cheating, I guess. But they were able to pull out the win today, 2-1 over the A's. So the Astros starting to get a little hot. I don't know if I'm ready to say that they are going to be making a little bit of a comeback here, but all I can say is you don't want to mess around too much here. You had the Astros buried early. It's unfortunate that the Rangers haven't been able to create more distance. I don't want to see that lead shrinking. It's still early in the year. Astros could still turn it around. Obviously, I hope they don't, but you don't want to give the Astros life. And we are messing around right now and losing a lot of baseball games we could be winning. It sucks. But hopefully it's going to go the other way for us starting tomorrow with John Gray on the mound. By the way, Angels losing to the Cardinals right now in LA, bottom of the eighth. And then we've got the Royals beating the Mariners 4-1. That sure would be nice. Keep the Mariners at least within striking distance. As we go to the AL West standings, we have got the Mariners up by 2 games now. I think that would shrink down to 1.5 if the Mariners were to lose. Rangers are 3 games ahead of the A's, 4 games ahead of the Stros, and they are 6 games ahead of the Angels. It is still May. I teeter back and forth between saying things like, it's still May, it's still early, and then also considering that at the end of the year, the season always comes down to a few games. Look at last year. The division came down to like 2 games. And so you say it's only May or it's only April or it's only June, but losing these games, they do stack up and they do matter at the end of the year. You don't want to overreact. And obviously the Rangers control their own destiny 100%. Right? They can reel off a ton of wins the rest of the year and not even have to worry about a close race in the division. They have that within their own control. But I will say it does always seem like it comes down to 1 or 2 games. And it's just absolutely terrible to look back and say, wow, if we wouldn't have gotten swept by the Rockies, if we wouldn't have gotten swept at home, or actually, I'm sorry, wouldn't have gotten 2 out of 3 taken from us at home by the A's. It's just stuff like that where it's just like, you say it's just May, and I'm not getting on anybody, by the way, when I say this, because I truly go back and forth with my perspective on this as well. A part of me, the optimist in me, wants to say it's still early, let's not overreact. But then the other side of me is like, the division always comes down to 2 games, and you're just going to be kicking yourself for getting swept by the Rockies. But that's how baseball goes sometimes. So what we will do now is we will start wrapping things up for tomorrow. We'll put out a video probably in the early afternoon once again. Night game again tomorrow. Thursday, day off. And then Friday, we are back. And I believe on Friday, let me see who we got. That is going to be the million-dollar question here. I just looked it up, too. Friday, we got the Angels. Okay, little AL West division rivalry. I don't know if we can call the Angels rivals anymore with how bad they are, but I always think about the Angels as division rivals, especially in the 2010s when Mike Trout was up and coming. There were some great battles the Angels and the Rangers had. Right now, it's not much of a rivalry, but that will be the weekend series. That's another series, by the way. The Rangers need to win. You're at home against a very, very bad baseball team. That should be fun, by the way, with Ron Washington coming back to Arlington. Hopefully the fans give him a very warm reception. I'm still mad, honestly, that they fired Ron Washington. I really think that they never should have let him go. I know he had some personal things going on, some drug issues. But I think if you think about the climate of our world today now, I mean, maybe he still gets fired in 2024 for what he had going on back in 2013 or whenever it was. But it's a little bit of a different world now. I really wish the Rangers would not have let Ron Washington go. It's all worked out. We won the World Series. I'm not like sitting here, you know, getting all upset all over again about this. But I just like Ron Washington. Think he's a great coach. Hopefully he doesn't have too much success with the Angels. That was like the one team I didn't want to see him go to. But if they're not playing the Rangers, and especially if they're playing the Astros or another ALS rival, hey, go Ron Washington. So that'll be a fun series, but one that the Rangers need to take advantage of. Absolutely need to take advantage of. So hopefully you get a win tomorrow, and then you go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and looks like Monday the Rangers are off once again. So we have a couple of off days coming up here in the next week or so. That's a good thing for the Rangers, getting some rest. Right? Resting some of those bullpen guys gives a little bit of time for starters to come back. I think they're still a little ways away. I think Dane Dunning was doing some throwing. I don't know if any of y'all saw that, but I think Dane Dunning was doing some light throwing, like 15 to 20 pitches. Hopefully they can get at least a couple of those guys back here within the next 2-3 weeks. I'm crossing my fingers for that, y'all. Sure would be nice to get a little starting pitching boost. Not like the Rangers have really needed it. I think their last 4 games before this lighter start, the Rangers starting pitching ERA was like 197 the last 4 games. So look, starting pitching isn't really the problem right now. We just got to get these bats going and going consistently, not just a one-off, but going consistently and producing when the game is on the line. Now, let me check comments for the last time. Once again, appreciate all y'all that have been throwing some stuff out there. And thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We're going to get through this. 5-game losing streak suck. I think we're the longest active losing streak right now in Major League Baseball. A lot of people going to be trying to kick the champs while they're down. I don't know if y'all have seen that, but I've been seeing a lot on social media, a lot of people kicking the champs when they're down. Don't do it. Don't sleep on the Rangers right now. We've been through plenty of times, including last season, where the Rangers looked god-awful, and then they went and won the World Series. This team has the potential. They are capable. They're in a rut right now. Hopefully a great start from John Gray tomorrow and some continued production from the heart of this Rangers order tomorrow will lead to a victory, get us back on the right track. Well, once again, y'all, appreciate you. Hey, do me a favor. Share this with a Rangers fan if you enjoyed the content today. That would be awesome. The more people we can get, the more good people we can get talking Rangers baseball, I'm all for it. So, hey, thank you so much. Share this with somebody that you know loves the Rangers. But at minimum, I want to say thank you for your support, for watching, for liking, all that good stuff. So thanks, guys. Hope y'all have a great rest of your Tuesday evening and a good Wednesday tomorrow. We'll be back at you post-game after the Rangers wrap up their series with the Guardians, hopefully talking about a win. And as we always say, God bless. Go Rangers.